In Syria, thousands of anti-government protesters have again taken to the streets after Friday prayers. And again, the government has responded with live fire. A human rights activist tells the Associated Press that at least six people have been killed. The government has barred or expelled most foreign journalists. There's been little or no on-scene reporting. We did reach one protester in Damascus. He says life these days is a tense waiting game.
People that I know are in the security forces say that most likely they have your name and have your picture, and it's just a matter of time before they come to your home at 4 o'clock in the morning and ask you to come with them for a good week. So it's very scary.
Syria is coming under international criticism, but perhaps the most stinging rebuke has come from its neighbor and key ally, Turkey. As NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Beirut, that close relationship may be coming to an end.
The comments by Turkish Prime Minister Recep Erdogan were made on a Turkish TV news channel. Erdogan said he was beginning to have doubts that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will keep his promises to release political prisoners and enact serious government reform. Analysts here in the region say they were the harshest words yet from a man who's been described as not just a good ally of Assad, but also a good friend. Cengiz Kandar is a Turkish writer and former government advisor who recently spoke at a conference on Turkish influence in the Arab world. In the last few weeks, he's traveled to Syria, Iraq, and Iran with Turkey's top leaders.
They all have a very intimate, warm relationship with the person of President Bashar Assad and his family.
Kandar says these relations developed as the two countries formed stronger political and economic ties. Turks and Syrians no longer need visas to travel to either country, and the two do an enormous amount of trade. It's a Turkish foreign policy strategy that some are calling a new Ottomanism, one that Kandar says imagines North Africa, the Middle East, and Turkey as connected and powerful as they were during the Ottoman Empire.
A region was one unit in terms of civilization, a cultural space, also economic and commercial transaction.
The new version of this, he says, would have open, democratic, and moderate Islamic governments with Turkey as the dominant power. To achieve this, Turkey for some time has attempted to maintain a so-called no-problems approach to its neighbors. But that's proving difficult with Syria and with Libya. Prime Minister Erdogan only this week called on the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to step down after weeks of pursuing a diplomatic end to the crisis there. On the surface, Turkey is still pursuing that kind of goal in Syria. Publicly, Turkey says it will continue to work with President Assad to implement reforms that will make his regime more inclusive and democratic. Here's Turkey's ambassador to Lebanon, İnan Özyıldız.
Maybe it's too early to talk about a post-Assad period. We still count on this existing regime, which is expected to start seriously thinking about a new strategy to address the demands of the Syrian population.
Turkey had sent delegations to Syria to advise on the reform process, but those visits have reportedly stopped. Behind the scenes, Syrians are reportedly furious that the Turks aren't more supportive. And the Turks actually are preparing for a post-Assad world. Turkey has hosted some of Syria's anti-government figures and the Syrian Muslim Brotherhood, which is banned inside Syria. Cengiz Kandar says privately, the Turkish leadership is optimistic about a new, open, democratic Syria, however messy that transition might be.
So if that would be a regime change in Syria, it would be even better.
So the question that remains is, will this new stance by Turkey have any influence on Syria? Or is Syria's last remaining friend in the region, Iran, poised to hold the most sway? After all, Iran's clerical regime successfully launched its own crackdown against anti-government protesters in 2009 and remains in power today. It too has a vision of an interconnected region with itself at the helm. Kandar says the Turks and their American and European allies are acutely aware of this Iranian alternative. That's why they believe it's important to continue engaging with Assad for now.
Actually, Syria is also another battleground between Turkey and Iran, an undeclared one. But if Turkey stops the engagement with Bashar Assad himself,
that would open the way for the Iranians, he says. And that is an option neither the Turks nor their Western allies can accept. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.